This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock, my good friend who has got this week's weekly tech update for us. Alan, how you doing? How's things in Florida?
Oh, I'm doing great. I actually, and hello, I actually moved this week. I'm at my my office in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it went from 60 degrees to 75, 80, so it feels great.
I saw an article where Florida opened season on pythons in there, and they brought in all these, I mean, there was like 300 people got licensed to go hunt pythons, and you saw the size of these pythons. You don't want to...
Wow.
It was just, Google that one. Take a look at the size of these pythons. I mean, some are measuring 13 feet in length, you know, 60. I think the heaviest one was 64, 66 pounds. I mean, it's crazy. You look at a snake and how big that is,
yeah,
and how many of them. And they're really messing with the ecosystem there. So anyway, I thought of you when I read that article. Stay away from the swamps.
Yeah, get away. So interesting stuff going on, right? Super Bowl week. I know everybody's waiting for the quick in the loans spot, Super Bowl spot they have every year. Well, this year, apparently, Aquaman, Jason Momoa, he's going to do it in the privacy of his own home. He has a microphone and a hairbrush. So that's all I know. So we'll find out next weekend or this coming weekend. We'll see what the big ad was. I don't know if Keegan is still if Keegan's still part of it like he was last year, but we'll definitely find out. So moving on. You know, Scott, you and Scott are going to be chatting a little bit later, and there's a topic that I'm going to bring up next week because today I want to finish off on financial literacy, but I want to talk about partnerships, vendor partnerships. I was listening
to the
Breaking Banks podcast this weekend, David, and by the way, for anyone that doesn't listen to it and you're interested more in the banking side, you want to listen to this one. Anyways, they had a great topic just about strategy and vendor partnerships. And do you partner or don't you? And a lot of banks were looking at it as their strategy. And the conversation was about it really isn't the strategy. It's a tool or a way to get to your strategy. And unfortunately, there's a lot of small community banks and credit unions that have a lot of difficulty and they can't just go partner because they don't have the right infrastructure to support the partnership. So we'll talk about that next week because I think it goes way beyond just banks and credit unions and partnership. So, Scott, thank you for being here today, and it would be great to hear some of your feedback. So, David, one quick thing in the news, and then I want to talk about financial literacy. This one was kind of interesting. Qualia, they are a company. They're in Austin, Texas, actually, right by you. Popular company that deals with title insurance. They are a real estate closing company, and what they just created is a product called Qualia Post. It's a new solution design. It streamlines the lender's transaction. And so what they're doing is they're offering the automation of the post-closing process in a secure portal. And by the way, we've talked about part of this because of wire fraud and all the other reasons that you need to have a secure post-closing, a secure portal. Well, this post-closing process handles the collection of all the digital and physical trailing documents that may occur. And it receives automated emails. It's got a whole workflow process built into it. So very interesting. Qualia, you want to check that out. You can just Google it. They're in Austin, Texas. So TD Bank, right? This is getting into financial literacy. TD Bank did a first-time homebuyer survey that was just announced today. And what it basically says is, hey, first-time homebuyers are preparing to dive into the housing market this year. And they say that 75%, 3 in 4, admit that they're overwhelmed by the process. That's a big number, right? 75%.
Wow.
They said 88% believe it's a good time to buy a home, and 52% are already active. And now here's the interesting part. They spoke to these numbers come from 850 millennials that are looking to buy a home this year in 2020. The ages range from 23 to 38. And despite an intent to purchase in the next 12 months, most of them have not taken the steps to prepare financially. Only half say that they have even started for a down payment, and only 53% have even reviewed their credit report. And even more, David, 42% said they've established a budget for their home purchase, but only 30% have even spoken to a mortgage lender. So when you think about that,
some opportunity there.
What we talked about, there really is a need, and yes, general financial literacy, but also on the mortgage side. So I was doing a little more research, and I saw Bank of America just actually announced a new video series for homebuyers. It's called the First Time Homebuyer Online Edu Series, and it's a 6-episode video on demand aimed at newcomers to the home purchasing pursuit. And it talks about everything from how to pre-qualify, how to find the right home, how to apply, even how to close the loan. Why is this important? Because we should all be doing this. And why am I saying it on a technology segment? Because we can continue to invest in every little feature. We can continue to invest in every partnership. But unless we provide education to the folks that are going to come use our technology, unless we make our technology work for those types of people, adoption of our technology and all the money we spend, is we're not going to see an ROI on that. So very, very important. And then just one last thing I'll end on, David. America's Bank has actually aimed out to reach 1 million minds. ABA started a brand new foundation this year in 2020, and they're calling on all banker volunteers to register for a range of successful industry-wide programs. Basically, what they're doing, it's called Teach the Children to Save. And they're asking a bank, and we have a lot of banks that listen to this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Financial institutions, to go to a school and put time in and help teach them how to save, what saving's about, how to buy a car, how they're going to buy a home, and start the wheel moving of teaching financial literacy to our youth. So lots of great stuff there. You know, we almost should think about, David, maybe you and I will chat a podcast on financial literacy and how we can help others. But anyways, looking forward to hearing about VendorSurf, and that's all for today.
Good job. Appreciate it. I was thinking about the Breaking Banks podcast. You're the one that brought this to my attention last year.
Yes.
And you said, especially we were talking about Finastra, and we're getting into their, thanking them for their sponsorship.
Yeah.
And Martin Herrig, who is the chief marketing officer there, came on, and you said, if you wonder, you should listen to this guy, Lincoln. You brought it on the podcast, and you said, listen to what the, if there's any question about who's going to be a leader in the marketplace, go listen to this. And you were so right. Things he talked about there is what we're seeing, and now the new trends are going so much that way. So great job on calling out Breaking Banks. Check it out, breakingbanks.com. You can go Google the Finastra one. It's a great one to listen to. And thanks. Appreciate it. Alan, good job.
Talk to you.
So, all right, friend. Have a good one. I know you got to run as well. Have a blessed rest of your week. Look forward to having you back here next week. All right, you want to get a hold of Alan, email him, Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Thanks, Alan, for the weekly technology update. Appreciate you. Thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Group, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Open Mortgage, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. Folks, great to have you with us. Have a great week, and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.